When I woke up this morning, it seemed as though I had a stonking hangover. I found this interesting since I hadn't had any alcohol for the past 3 days. Oh well, over to you. Welcome to The Big Reply. Hello, my name is Dave and welcome to The Big Slurp and day 4 of Napod Pomo for 2021. So after yesterday's long day of travelling, I was absolutely pooped by about 10 o'clock, so headed to bed early. Unfortunately, both Caroline and I were wakened by sounds from dodgy plumbing next door. When I woke up this morning, it genuinely felt as though I was suffering the effects of a hangover, and I haven't had any beer for days. I didn't feel like breakfast, even my morning coffee was little more than a chore. And now I'm yawning my head off. Now today was supposed to be the first of my school run recordings with Alex, but because we were running late this morning, we didn't really have the opportunity, so we're going to try and do it tomorrow instead. So for today, I'm going to turn the episode over to you, because I've had a whole load of feedback from you lovely, lovely people, and I'm going to read it all out. So first off, with a slight apology, because I should have actually included this one on Tuesday's episode, but I wasn't looking in the right place, so I missed it. Chris from Canada posted as a comment on the website for Monday's episode, called Bum, saying thanks for an entertaining first episode. Well, thank you for taking the time to comment on that episode. And then Chris also posted a comment on the website for Tuesday's episode, which was normal, saying, Whitby is a lovely town. The England one is nicer. I presume that's because there's a town called Whitby in Canada. We have this ongoing feud about how many of the place names here in the UK have been stolen, misappropriated, and applied in Canada as well. She continues, I have some nice photos of the Abbey when I was there in the early 1990s. Well, I'm hoping we'll pick up some nice photos from there when we visit ourselves in a few weeks' time. And then we had a message from Paul on Telegram. Now, I don't know whether you're aware of what Telegram is. I'm sure you may do. It's a messaging service, the same as Signal or Facebook Messenger or WhatsApp, except Telegram is awesome, basically. We have a chat room for my other podcast, The Bugcast, which you can find over at thebugcast.org/telegram. So feel free to come and join that. And Paul said in that chat room, with regard to the train fares, Doncaster to London is more or less equivalent to Tortosa, which is his nearest railway station, and Barcelona, which are both around about 200 kilometres distance. He said, the last time I did that rail journey at the end of August, it was €14 single, €27 return. That is outrageous. It really is. We also had another comment on Telegram from Peter. He said, with Arianna and my jobs relatively on the front line, her health with 60% lung capacity and my mother-in-law staying with us, who has very little immune system, there is no sign of us getting back to normal as yet. We know we'll should be behind most others in returning to the type of social life we had before. Most of Arianna and I's interactions with others outside our work are in online communities. This Telegram group is a case in point. Over the last few months, I've been invited to join groups of people at sporting events, such as minor league baseball and NASCAR. Yep, with free tickets, but we declined. Recently, I was invited to go to Ohio Linux Fest in person in December, but have declined. We are still in the debate stage of going back to in-person church. Until the rest of the world calms down around us, we shall remain in our isolated bubble and talk with our good friends online. And I'll tell you what, Peter, that is a really, really good response to the current circumstance. If it works for you, then absolutely it is the right thing for you to do. Thanks for your comment. Also on Telegram, we had a message from Wayne. He said, what have I been doing during the pandemic? Just continuing my insular nerdy existence that I had pre-pandemic. Fair play to you. And then on Twitter, Steve, at STEEVC, basically posted to let me know that he's listening. He's also in the UK, and I'm listening to his Napod Pomo over at podomatic.com/podcast/notaboutthegear. Music gear, in case you're interested. And also had a Twitter comment from Jennifer at ePodcaster. Now, if you don't know, Jennifer is the lady who actually created Napod Pomo. She also commented on yesterday's episode. She said, "That was a good one. I cracked up at how annoyed you were with the train station messaging at the end of the day. Kudos, though, to your wife for going to pick you up. And thank you for another year of Napod Pomo day in the life goodness." Well, you're very welcome. So there you have it, all the feedback I've had so far. As always, if there's anything you'd like me to talk about during this project in November, then please do let me know. Drop me an email, slurp@thelovebug.org. I'm on Facebook and Twitter as The Love Bug, or you can leave me a comment on this episode over at thelovebug.org/reply. If you haven't already done so, please do subscribe to The Big Slurp wherever you get your podcasts. And if you like what I'm doing, why not leave a review for The Big Slurp wherever you found this episode, or email or comment and let me know that you're listening. So that's it for today. Thank you very much indeed for listening. You can find all my previous episodes over at thelovebug.org/slurp. Wherever you are in the world, stay safe. I'll be back tomorrow. Please join me if you can.